卑斯省长云大卫今日同社交平台公司 Meta、TikTok 同 X 以及系 Snap 等公司嘅代表发出联合声明，话佢哋会组织网上安全行动平台，讨论保护上网者免受伤害嘅可行步骤。云大卫曾经喺3月嘅时候话，社交平台公司行为错误，需要缴付同公司平台相关嘅健康损害费用，类似系省政府向烟草公司所追讨嘅赔偿。但系省政府同日亦改变态度，宣布暂停一项建议中同 Prince George 一名12岁男童 Carson Kellen 在去年10月由于不堪在网上被性勒索的自杀死亡有关的第12号法案，以便同上述的科技巨头展开讨论。不过尹大卫就说，日后若果有需要可以重新提出有关法案。
They understand our concern and the urgency with which we're approaching this issue. They also understand the bill's still there. It can come forward if necessary. And our hope is that we can make changes that are going to make a difference right now for kids and for families. And if we can do that, that's a commitment I made to the Clelands. We're going to do it.
尹大卫又指出， Facebook 母公司 Meta 同时承诺同卑斯省紧急管理官员合作，协助在一旦发生天然灾祸同其他事故的时候发放官方的资讯。
We have had assurance from Facebook on a couple of things. First, that they will work with us to deliver emergency information to British Columbians this wildfire season that they can rely on, that they can find easily, and that will link into official government channels to distribute information quickly and effectively. This is a major step, and I am very appreciative that we are in this place now.
大湾贸易局主席表示，他好高兴见到卑斯省在商界提出担忧之后各自上述法案。他指出，正如卑斯省法律界几篇文章的总结一样，第12号法案的广泛解释引起了企业的严重关切。他希望见到政府和企业合作制定更具体的措施，保护民众免受网上伤害，而不是将来再次推行该法案。加拿大中文电台记者王启谦报道。